Talking now today with Mike Spradling, of course, president of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Mike, let's talk a little bit about your just completed Washington, D.C. trip with about 40 Oklahoma Farm Bureau members up in Washington, meeting with members of our congressional delegation and more. This is something that you all do on an annual basis each spring. Why do you invest the time and the effort?
Well, each year there's something usually different. Of course, this is 2 years in a row now that certainly the farm bill has been on our minds, and that was one of the reasons we went. There was also something that was important to us as well. Of course, the relationship we work with our congressional delegation is always important, and we have two freshmen up there this year. Mark Wayne Mullins and Jim Bronstein. And it was important for us to go on their turf and have an opportunity to visit with them and again, cultivate and strengthen our relationship with them.
As we think about the issues and the things that were on the minds of your membership as you headed to D.C., what are the three or four things that you were trying to really, I guess, deliver as far as messages were concerned to our various members of the delegation?
Well, our first meeting was with the American Farm Bureau, and we had a briefing there. And, of course, as you can well imagine, the farm bill is always on the mind of anybody involved in agriculture. The second thing was immigration. We see that there's some movement going on there. And the third thing, actually, from the American Farm Bureau's perspective, was endangered species, which is certainly something very important to us in critical habitat as we look at what happens here with the lesser prairie chicken in our own state.
When we think about farm bill, obviously we've got the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee. And I know that you had a chance to meet with Frank Lucas. It gives us a kind of a unique perspective compared to some of the other states.
Well, it does. And, of course, you know, it's one of these things that we're certainly very proud to have him, but we're very disappointed in the fact, not in him, but the fact of the environment that he has to deal with. And that being the fact that as the longer this thing goes on, the less funds we have to work with.
When it comes to the farm bill itself, obviously there is a battle over what exactly the commodity title is going to look like, but also the number of dollars available for nutrition. And a lot of people sometimes say, well, maybe we should just pull the nutrition out of the farm bill and we move forward. A lot of others are saying that really is not a very good idea, though.
Well, I think the people that say that really, and no disrespect to them, but don't quite understand really how government functions. We could certainly take out the nutrition bill, and, of course, that's about 80% of the farm bill or the budget for the farm bill. But then that only is a very small portion to be divided up among 14 other titles. And I think the thing that most of the individuals, most citizens of the state of the nation need to understand that the farm bill is not just for farmers. There's something in there for everyone. And certainly the things that we're interested in is the commodity and the conservation. Those are two main things. But there's something there that affects everyone. And when we talk about removing the nutrition from the farm bill, then we've pretty well lost all of our political pull and strength when it comes to budgetary matters and financing for the things we feel so important. Again, the main two things being conservation and commodities.
As you talk with the staffs of our lawmakers and some of the lawmakers themselves, what sort of feedback are you getting back from them? What are they really dealing with right now in our nation's capital?
Well, after they get over, you know, the explained frustration because of the fact, again, we should have had this last year. We've got a one-year extension in the last part of September this year. You know, there's some positive attitudes. Congressman Lucas feels that certainly that maybe we'll start a markup process sometime in May. And, of course, he wants to take a look and see what the Senate's going to do. And see where they come from there. But, you know, it is a very frustrating thing. And, again, the longer it goes, as I mentioned earlier, the longer it goes, they're always working somehow. Congress is working always to cut, seems like, agriculture. And some of the things that we certainly feel is important that we don't want to see cut is the crop insurance program.
When it comes to just being in our nation's capital and trying to, as you mentioned, get on these lawmakers' turf, this is something that, as you mentioned before, this is something that gives you the opportunity to really be a little more, I guess, credible when it comes to dealing with these folks, both their staff as well as the members of Congress themselves.
And it is very important. And, you know, you mentioned certainly we're very fortunate to have a delegation that we've always had a good relationship. Rural Oklahoma has always had a good relationship with those individuals. We got fine congressmen, two senators that have always listened to our issues. But it is important to visit with staff. And we had a good opportunity this year. First time we've ever done this actually was an Oklahoma reception, which we invited all the states involved with the House Agriculture Committee to come over. And, of course, many of those were staff. And we had a very, very positive meeting with them one evening there while in D.C.
When it comes to getting beyond just the D.C. trip, We're kind of coming down to the home stretch on some things happening at the state capitol. Obviously, we're very pleased to see the horse bill kind of put to bed, signed by the governor. Other things beyond that that are still out there that you're following closely?
Well, one of the biggest things in Oklahoma, and we're always going to be concerned about that, is water issues. And, you know, we're certainly working on with the Water Resources Board of getting representation from all over the state. Seems like where we have the most amount of water, we have the least amount of representation, and I'm speaking about the Southeast. And this particular piece of legislation will give us a little more regional representation, and we think certainly that's going to be a very favorable and positive thing.